From the News Center, a News Focus.
During the pandemic, many Pennsylvanians shifted business and school online. Eye experts say the blue light from the screens is harmful to health and suggest parents do more to limit children's exposure. Experts warn overexposure to blue light can take a toll on vision in both children and adults. One study said screen time among U.S. kids has doubled during the pandemic to almost 8 hours per day. Dr. Christina Master with the American Academy of Pediatrics Pennsylvania chapter said her organization has guidelines for parents on managing their children's screen time.
We'll talk a lot in the pediatrician's office about how we don't want to have screens in the kids' bedrooms. Bedrooms should be for sleeping, and having screens there can be really tough. We do want to have some screen-free times, like meals. Family meals together should be screen-free.
Researchers are still studying the health implications of excessive blue light exposure, including potential damage to retina cells in the eyes of kids and teens. Optometrists also say it's important for children to get comprehensive eye exams and not solely rely on routine vision checks done at school. Optometrist Scott Edmonds of United Healthcare says blue light can also lead to digital eye strain, which contributes to dry eye, headaches, and neck pain. He recommends following the 20-20-20 rule. After 20 minutes of work, people take 20 seconds to look at something 20 feet away.
That break takes you away from the blue light, lets your pupil go to its normal size, lets your muscles in your eye relax, lets your focusing muscle relax. All that every 20 minutes will really help you be more comfortable with screen time.
Other recommendations include keeping screens at least 30 inches from eyes when possible and using blue light blocking technology. Some phones may already have a night mode that uses this, or people can purchase specialized screen protectors that block blue light at the source. With a WPGM News Focus, I'm Matthew James.